Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in heaven before the angel of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, without whom nothing is secure. Rescue and preserve us that we may not be lost forever, but follow you, rejoicing in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." Thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again to look and search for that lost sheep and that lost silver coin until we find them. And once we have found them, to rejoice and then tell our friends and neighbors that they have been found again. Perhaps someone in our own family, a neighbor, a friend, or even someone at work, and especially someone here at our church. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 15, with special attention to the following verses. So Jesus told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever lost something very important to you? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever lost something very important to you? Perhaps your wallet with not only your money, credit cards, but also your driver's license. Perhaps the key to your car or your home, or even for that matter, one of your rings. Whatever it is, whenever we lose something of great value or importance to us, we look and search for it until we find it. And unless we find it, we get frustrated and we begin to worry and we are filled with great anxiety. As a matter of fact, I have experienced that frustration, worry, and anxiety myself. When I left my handbag with my wallet, my checkbook, credit card, and my driver's license in one of the grocery carts at Stater Brothers here in Big Bear Lake a few years ago, I will never forget it. After having unloaded the groceries at home, I began to look for my handbag, but I could not find it. So I began to panic immediately. And very soon I realized that I had left it in the grocery cart. My handbag was lost. So I drove back to the grocery store as fast as I possibly could. And when I finally got there, the handbag was no longer in the grocery cart. It was gone. And I began to panic some more. As I went into the grocery store and asked one of the clerks if anyone had turned in a handbag. And she replied, "Yes, someone did. Let me call the manager and he will bring it to you." What a sigh of relief. I had found my handbag that was lost. And that is precisely what Jesus is talking about in the two parables for today. In response to the criticism and accusations by the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the scribes, and the teachers of the law, who were constantly grumbling and complaining, not openly, but among themselves, saying, "This man Jesus receives sinners and eats with them." This was especially true every time Jesus accepted sinners. Not only the tax collectors and the prostitutes, but also the blind, the crippled, the lepers, and anyone else who was considered an outcast in society and despised by everyone in the community. This happened when Jesus went to visit Zacchaeus, a tax collector, who was despised by all the people for cheating them out of their taxes. They condemned Jesus for going down to his house and even having dinner with him. They complained and accused Jesus, saying, "Jesus has gone to be the guest of a sinner." And yet Jesus was not afraid or concerned about their criticism and accusations. Instead, Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house and had dinner with him anyway. And after having had dinner with him, this is what Jesus said about Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." This was also true of a woman caught in adultery. They brought her to Jesus and then asked him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" And how did Jesus respond to their accusation? Jesus said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." And one by one they dropped their stones and left. And then Jesus turned to the woman and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Now go and do not sin again." And unfortunately, this kind of behavior displayed by the Jewish religious leaders continues to be true today. There are still many today who consider themselves to be self-righteous and are always ready to judge and condemn others, just like the Pharisees, the scribes, and the teachers of the law. So in his response to their criticism and accusations, in accepting sinners like Zacchaeus and the woman caught in adultery and many others, Jesus told them two parables. First, the parable of the lost sheep, and then the parable of the lost coin. Jesus said, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it?" Here there is no question about the fact that there is no concern for the 99 righteous sheep out in the open country, because they are not lost but safe and away from any kind of evil, harm, or danger. So all the attention is focused on the one sheep that is lost until it has been found. And when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he finally gets home, he also tells his friends and neighbors to rejoice, because he has found his lost sheep. "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." And then Jesus went on to say, "Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." This is also true of the lost silver coin. What woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she also calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And that is precisely what we are also encouraged to do in our own relationship with others, when they are lost or have strayed away from Jesus and his church, not to judge, not to condemn either, but to go out looking and searching for them until they have been found, to do what the Father did for his prodigal son, who was lost. "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." The father was so happy to have his son back again that he decided to celebrate. He said, "Let us have a feast and celebrate." As he gave his lost son the best robe and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Yes, it is always about going after the one sheep or the one silver coin that is lost until we find them. That is especially true in our own family and someone in our own church. Every time they get lost and have also strayed away from Jesus and his church because of something that has happened to them in the past, either the loss of their job, a financial crisis, a betrayal by a friend, a divorce, a serious illness, or even for that matter, the loss of a loved one. Whatever it is very easy to get lost and to stray away from Jesus and his church. That is even true of us who are active in word and sacrament and worship him on Sundays. Sometimes we are also tempted to get lost and tempted to stay away from Jesus and his church. Instead of being one of the 99 righteous who are always safe in the arms of Jesus. Jesus is also concerned about us, you and me, as he leaves the 99 righteous and comes looking for us when we stop coming to church, until he finds us and lays us on his shoulders rejoicing. And once we have been found again, Jesus always welcomes us back again into his fold and into his church. Every time we get lost, just like the one sheep, the silver coin, and the prodigal son. God the Father forgives us and takes us back again. Every time we have sinned against him in thought, word, or deed, or have been lost in our sins and iniquities, and failed in our commitment to be faithful to Jesus and his church. God the Father forgives us through his Son, Jesus Christ, who cleanses us from all our sins and unrighteousness, and he even forgets all about it as if it never happened. The Lord God says through the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 34, "For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Yes, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. So I hope and pray that we will always go after the one sheep that is lost until we find it, that we will sweep the house and seek diligently for the lost silver coin until it is found. The words of the Lord God through the prophet Ezekiel in the Old Testament lesson for today, chapter 34, verse 16, "I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we do not only go out looking and searching for those who are lost, but as we also rejoice and tell our friends and neighbors when they have been found again. Perhaps someone in our own family, a neighbor, a friend, or even someone at work, and especially someone here at our church. May we always go after the one that is lost until we find them. And why? Because there is joy before the angel of God over one sinner who repents. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, "Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me." In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we look and search for that lost sheep and that lost silver coin until we find them. And once we have found them, to rejoice and then tell our friends and neighbors that they have been found again. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Let us pray. Loving and gracious Father, be with those who are sick or recovering from their illness. Heal the body, mind, and soul of all who are suffering. Give them your love and comfort. And if it is your will, restore them to good health again, especially those in our own family and in our church. Gracious and merciful Father, you also have a tender heart for those who are crushed in spirit over the death of Queen Elizabeth II. May they as a nation feel your loving presence and compassion during their time of grief and sorrow. We pray especially for her family as you comfort them with your love and peace that passes all human understanding, and that will keep their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, your mercies are also new every morning, and we thank you and we praise you for all your blessings to us, especially to our families and our church, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want." Amen.